We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So we had enough. Next year, we will have enough. And we're going to be right back in the same situation. And we're going to get it done.
You know, Jimmy, late in our telecast tonight in the fourth quarter, they replayed a clip from last year after the Eastern Conference Finals when you said a year from now we're going to be back, we're going to be in the same position, and we're going to get it done. How did you know that?
I have so much belief in myself and this group of guys in the squad that Coach Pat and Spo and everybody else put together. I see it every single day. I know how good of players that we have. I know how good of a team we are, and we made it happen.
That was Jimmy Butler, and the streak is alive. Oh, for 151. Teams that are down 3-0 have all lost the series in the NBA playoffs. It's consistent. Nobody has won four straight. What I think the Heat were Celtics were the fourth or fifth team to get it to a seventh game, but can't beat anybody four times. Now, you might win a couple in three, but not four. It's an incredible number. It really is to think that somebody hasn't gotten key players back or something that hasn't been able to do it. But Celtics joined the party with the Lakers here recently of teams down 3-0 that couldn't come all the way back. Celtics 39% shooting. Now, a lot of that, they missed some layups. Yeah, they missed some layups. But you took more than half your shots or threes, and you shoot a low percentage, you're probably going to lose. 9 for 42, 21%. That's how you lose. So they were taking them, and they weren't making them. And it became a big this Jalen Brown, 5-year, 209. He is eligible for a 5-year, $295 million supermax contract. And you're right, Woody. Don't they have to pay him?
Yeah, of course.
Those guys don't grow on trees that are as good as he is. So, you know,
Celtics are not terrible. They're just soft and, you know.
So I'm going to tell you something else. I don't think – I may be wrong. I don't think Joe Mazzulla gets fired. What do you think? There's a lot of guys with experience out there.
If they get swept, I think it's one thing. Like, you lost in a war, but man, that game seven, I mean, they really stunk it up.
He didn't miss the easy shots and he didn't miss the threes.
I'm just surprised because, like, you think, and you hear the guys talking pregame about, like, the energy in the building and, you know, the fans and this and that. And, like, you know, players feed off of that stuff. Yet Boston looked flat the entire game.
Yeah,
didn't
but when
they?
You don't make shots, like you lose your fan base when you keep throwing up bricks. Like they're like, all right, he missed another one. They need something to cheer for, to keep cheering.
The Heat had their hearts ripped out in game six, too, which I don't think really helped matters, right? But that's, I guess, where coaching really comes into play, man. Like that is a tough way to lose on your home floor. And you see Jimmy in the huddle. He goes, one stop. And you get the stop. You actually got the stop. The guy missed a really, really difficult shot, Marcus Smart. And you give up that rebound. It bounces just in the exact right spot for White to put it back up and in. And
right.
You lose that way. And you're going back to Boston. You think the series is over. And Boston scores 83 points.
That's a hard one to figure. By the way, two quarters, not one, but two under 20 points. including the first one, 15 to start the game. So what's that do for a crowd going, all right, great start tonight. 15 in the first quarter.
You see what people were paying last night to get into that game? The average ticket price, like $1,100.
Yeah, they
Boston was never in the game.
No, they really weren't.
I mean, you didn't feel like they were ever going to make a move. They got it down
seven,
to like 6 or 7 a couple
eight,
of times.
Nine. But the
even
Heat
when
would
they
come.
Did you feel? Because Jason Tatum was such a complete no-show after the ankle thing that, like, you never really felt like the Heat were in danger. Not to mention, I mean, guys kept knocking down. I mean, Caleb Martin
knocking down
every shot he takes.
Every time those guys would make a little
it's
run.
It's unreal. And Caleb Martin would silence them.
Those guys would hit a three. Listen, great game for Caleb Martin. And as far as that goes, all those guys have had their moments. All the guys, as they say, that haven't been drafted that showed up. Duncan Robinson also had some impact shots last night. It's just it's been a hell of a story.
May have not been drafted. They're going to get paid.
Well, listen.
Gabe Vincent's going to get paid. Caleb Martin's going to get paid. These guys are all on the cheap right now. But
what do they do, though, when they're in a situation that's great, but they want to get paid, and other teams going to pay more money? And we've seen a lot of guys take more money and go somewhere else and miserable and want to be released. And
well, I do think those guys are good pieces to this team. They're clearly not. I mean, Gabe Vincent, Caleb Martin, clearly not guys that are going to go somewhere else.
They're not
going to
have their own team, no.
You know, be number one, number two guys.
Well, you don't want to play for cheap. You understand. And your agent will remind you, like, listen, man, this is a business. I appreciate your story's a great one and this is a great fit, but they don't have money to pay you. And they're not going over the cap.
I mean, look, with the exception of a bad regular season here by the Heat, this group has been very consistent. I mean, they have accomplished a lot here, Joe. I don't know if they're going to get past Denver or not.
Well, if
but
you don't mind,
accomplished
if you don't
a
mind,
lot.
We'll wait for that Jokic and Murray and the Porter Jr. and the rest of those guys show to.
Yeah, they're going to be tough. There's no question. They're rested, which I think definitely helps to an extent, right? I mean, I don't know how much Jimmy has left in the tank, and it's interesting. You hear the guys on the pregame talking about, like, Barkley said
finals.
He was out of gas.
I know, but he's in the finals. What do you mean?
I know, but
he's like going to be fine. He's fine. You're playing in the finals. You're not playing in another regular season
Concerned
game.
Concerned about Bam at all?
I'm worried, yeah. I want Bam to be more of a – have more offense, yes. I want to see his numbers better, but
– Bam looked a little out of it last night at times.
But nobody's going to be like, oh, I'm so tired for the finals. Are you kidding me?
I don't think he'd be tired.
Well, you're saying that.
He had to do a lot of heavy lifting throughout this postseason. That's why those guys on the pregame yesterday – we're saying that he might be out of gas, and it did feel that way a little bit in Game 6, didn't it?
Yeah, he hasn't shot the ball as well here recently, and he was looking to pass the ball a lot more.
Joe, he's putting a lot more work these playoffs than anyone else. I mean, it's not even close, right?
He said it starts with me, and I either shoot it or pass it to somebody. He said that a couple of games ago, and he wasn't lying. But Woody, I think. You're getting in way in too much worried about Jimmy being tired for a Thursday night game or this series.
I just know what he's going to have to do for them to win this series.
Okay. He understands that. Like Jimmy Butler,
I think Denver's got some serious scores.
You're not going to
hold them.
You
to
think they do?
Points.
You think right? The numbers Murray and Jokic have put up? I mean, they were phenomenal against the Lakers.
Yeah, he's averaging a big triple-double.
And the other guys aren't bad either. That rest, that supporting cast is not bad at all.
It's going to be a great series. By the way, this narrative that they keep pumping on Twitter about how it's bad for the NBA to have Miami and Denver.
Whatever.
Like, would it have been better if Boston won? Is that like would that have been the saving grace, like all these people that are complaining on Twitter this morning? Like how bad it is for the NBA? I think you got two really exciting teams playing.
I
don't care either.
Okay. Do you really
care? But I see it. I just it's
I know, but
the thing is that you see it and it keeps popping up.
So what? They should have won. And then they can have it that way. And if you don't want to watch, don't watch. Denver and Miami. It's coming up. Next thing you're going to say that they're complaining that there's not a Canadian team or one of the big traditional hockey markets is not in the finals. That Vegas
well, that's true.
Same deal. Don't watch.
Vegas got a cool show, by the way, they do like before the games. You ever seen that?
I see all the gambling shows. You're talking about all the gambling
shows? No, like the hockey team. They do like all this cool stuff on the ice.
Oh, no, I haven't seen that, no. Well,
you'll see it. You don't watch a lot of Vegas hockey, huh?
No. No. I watch one team play. There's one team I watch play. Listen, man, you know, I get great story. By the way, congratulations, you and baseball, hosting a regional. And you want to talk about a little pressure down in Coral Gables? Open with Maine Friday night. You got to win that. You got to get to a super regional. You can't.
You know if Maine's good or you're just saying that?
I don't know anything about it. I know Miami's got a good team, and they played really well late and had a lead in the ACC championship game late in that game. I know they're playing well, and they got to win that. And I understand other teams that are in this tournament are playing well too. Louisiana and Texas have good teams. And by the way, one of the most underachieving teams in professional sports, the Padres, are in town. Manny Machado is back home, 24-29, with all that money that owner has spent on this team for that market, and they're 24-29. Marlins are 28-26. All right, we got to go to break. I'm done with all this stuff. 305-567-0560. Hey, Woody, please don't bring up the market stuff. That I just get salt, like whatever. I don't care what the ratings are. I don't care. Oh, TV's not gonna watch and all those basketball. Yes, they are. They're going to watch. They're going to watch to see what's going to happen.
Games are at 8:30, by the way.
It'll make it a little more difficult.
How about that? Love it. They moved it up a little.
I'm going to have a big fight with my eyes around that 10:30 mark.
Around halftime?
It's going
to
be.
Well, the problem is the halftime show is so atrocious that it is tough to be excited about that.
You're all over those guys.
Well,
we haven't even started.
Everyone wants to know what Mike Greenberg, Jalen Rose, and who Wilbon have to think about.
They've already said they're about due for one of those. Denver's got to be worried coming down here with the heat and humidity. There you have it. That's got to be a concern.
Altitude a concern? No.
Altitude's legit. Hey, Woody. Humidity outside and heat outside at Hard Rock Stadium, legit. Altitude, legit. Playing indoors in a friggin' heat and humidity, not legit. All right, we'll take a quick.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Break. We'll be back in a moment. Can you put your own music in on this, or is that a no-no?
We may have to, because someone like earlier was asking me like freestyle rap over it. Like, it's just, it's really bad traffic music.
Woody, I thought they'd have it, man. I'm so sorry. All I can do is apologize to you, because we were told together that you'd have somebody in here doing that, and
usually you get what you want around here, too, so that's kind
of a lot of broken promises around here coming out of that room back there. A lot of broken promises.
All right, this is not a broken promise here, Joe. We got a Joe Rose Diamond exclusive. We're giving you a chance to see the Marlins June 7th when the Royals are in town. You can't wait to win. You can purchase tickets at marlins.com. But how about caller number 7? What do you think?
Caller number 7 is a good one, Woody. I have no problem with caller 7.
In honor of Game 7. Yep. A lot of people getting riled up this morning about the ESPN, the way that they're – and if you have noticed, Joe, everything is Celtics. Everything has been Celtics coverage this morning, kind of covering
this whole
that
thing,
angle of it.
And to be fair, Denver went through this with the Lakers.
Yeah.
And never got credit, and their coach blows up, and Dave Hyde and I had this. He goes, oh, just shut up, and you're not – you know. And I was like, no, Dave, like, they're right. Like, they got a really good team. They have the best record. And instead it's about, you know, this and that. And now they're doing the same thing. Should the Celtics break up Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown? I don't know. And worried about his max, super max contract Jaylen Brown can get. I'd be talking about that story, that feel-good, real nice story. But I get it. This has to do with the market. Tradition of the market and everything else. So listen, man, just get used to it. Denver's doing the same thing out there. Two of them have something in common. They'll have something in common. Neither one of those with the media and everything. By the way, ESPN's got the final, so they better get used to it and spin it however they want. I don't know, man. I think it's going to be a good series. And I know people look on paper, it doesn't look, oh, my God, Jokic, are you kidding me? And the big fella in the middle, and Murray has just been so good, and even the rest of that supporting cast, Porter Jr., Gordon and Brown and Caldwell Pope. Yeah, it's a good group. I get it. I saw it. I saw that. I saw they had the brooms out against those Lakers, man. I saw that. They were pretty damn good. So anyway, we've got a lot of texts coming in here this morning, 305-567-0560, as we're set, man. I can't say it enough today. I've been waiting for this day to happen. The NBA Finals, Miami Heat and the Denver Nuggets, and the Panthers in Las Vegas in the Stanley Cup Finals. Wow. Think price on the ticket's going to be going up a little bit in both arenas here for this one? For this round? I think so. Anyway, we also want to let you know that besides that, we've got UM Baseball will be hosting their 40-19 record, a regional tournament. Lost to Clemson in the ACC championship game. I think a lot of people think if they would have won the ACC, and listen, they're playing great baseball here towards the end of the year, probably would have got the next level. And instead, with Super Regional, but didn't win that game. Clemson, of course, is going to have one of those super regionals, I believe. But Louisiana, Texas, and they'll open with Maine on Friday night. Louisiana, Texas will be the other two teams in this. But you got to win this, man. They got a little pressure down, a little Coral Gables pressure with the great tradition of baseball to get back and get to a World Series here, man, hopefully. So that, and then, of course, the Marlins back home just had a nice series against the Angels, 28-26 on the season, and they'll face the San Diego Padres, who spend a lot of money and aren't winning enough games so far. A lot of time left. I don't want to get carried away. Still more than 100 games left in the season, but my God, 24-29 on the season there. And then the all-timer this weekend they got me when I was – on my trip with my family was Scottie Pippen decided And apparently this Michael Jordan stuff's really bothering him that he can't let go. The fact it's been months, and I know The Last Dance doesn't go away. That documentary is either on ESPN, it seems like. Anytime they're a little slow on sports, they have The Last Dance on. The Michael Jordan documentary of his, you know, of different parts of their championships. And but Scottie Pippen, you have that one more time of
I just think there's some people you should stop throwing a microphone in front of. Right? Like isn't Scottie one of those guys at this point?
I just think he's a great player. Scottie Pippen will always be known as a hell of a player and a great player and a big part of the success and their six championships. But why would you take a shot at maybe the greatest player? I'm not even saying he's the greatest player. Maybe the greatest player of all time. And what he did, and you're calling him all these names, like, why?
LeBron will be the greatest statistical guy to ever play the game of basketball. And there's no comparison to him. None. So, does that make him the greatest player to ever play the game? I'll leave that out for debating, because I don't believe that there's a great player, because our game is a team game, and one player can't do it. Like, I seen Michael Jordan play before I came to play with the Bulls. You guys seen him play. He's a horrible player. He was horrible to play with. He was all one-on-one. He's shooting bad shots. And all of a sudden, we become a team and we start winning. Everybody forgot who he was.
I don't know where that thing about when they started winning, like MJ, was like a small piece of the championships. Now, I understand he's salty because he didn't look good in the Last Dance documentary. And then on top of that, we got this other little issue going on that happens to be down here in Miami. And that's his ex-wife, who's got, I believe, got divorced in the last year or two. They officially got divorced. Is dating Michael Jordan's oldest son. That's kind of weird because I didn't know it was going to happen. I just fell in love with him. I love the NBA. I can't stay away, and I love young guys. Just a bad look. Bad, bad look for Scottie Pippen bitching about Michael Jordan.
You want some text coming in here?
Yeah, what do you got, man? I'm sorry.
Tickets are gone. We have more tickets to give away later in every day this week, it looks like. More four packs of Marlins tickets.
Okay.
So we'll have that for you. Brown and Tatum, great and meaningless in block games. When they matter, they, you know what, all over themselves.
Boy, Jaylen Brown.
A lot of stuff about Paul Pierce should have gotten taken out in a wheelchair. Someone said, I got so excited there for a second, thought you were going to say a Joe Rose t-shirt giveaway. Why haven't they made those shirts? Have you talked to them?
You guys are all bringing your A game today, though. That's real good.
Not a bad idea, to be honest. This guy says going to need Zeller against Jokic. Yeah, I don't know if that's the answer.
Use up some fouls, though.
Boy, that guy throws around his weight, doesn't he? Denver is -8.5 for game one. The Heat cover and most likely win game one, this guy says. Love that 8.5.
Boy, those are big spreads, man. We just came off a bunch of
spreads. Yeah, 7.5 for game seven there.
Wow. That's crazy.
By the way, the Heat covered when they lost game six, too.
That's right.
It was two.
Somebody else in my family made a little bet on that and told me it didn't matter. Still
yeah, that
got
was
it.
A painful way to cover there.
Yeah, not good. Yeah.
Keep Vincent. Get rid of the Lowry contract.
I don't think
Lowry's just going to give that back.
No,
but we'll see.
No. You got to have Bam.
Time for that anyway.
How many people are ripping Bam this morning? Is Bam taking?
Yeah, but like again, to me, it's not the day for it.
No, they won.
Like,
they won by friggin' damn
Bam,
near 20.
He was rough to watch on offense, no question. But he did a lot on defense in that game. He took one right in the chops late in that game. The charge from Jaylen Brown, who been diving into
people
his elbow.
People are dying to see Bam take 20 shots in a game. They're even playing off him. I guess everybody's noticed that.
It'd be nice if he made some shots. So I think one of the things that was driving people nuts is he had Derek White on him a lot late in the game for some reason. And he's got a size advantage. You'd like to see Bam get aggressive, get to the basket instead of always fading away. And you know, missing those shots. But
whatever. Here, Caleb, you take it. Caleb, you take it. You got confidence right now. You go ahead. You're wide open.
And you got some people to rip Brandon Marshall for you there too, Joe. Remember you brought him up earlier?
Yeah, I got to see that show up close.
You want some of those that rip him?
Yeah, what do you have?
I am athlete, more like I am fake. Brandon Clown Marshall backstabs his one friend for money. Another one here. I only listen to I Am Athlete podcast because of Channing and Fred Taylor. Chad was cool, but Brandon Marshall is the worst.
Listen, man, I give all those guys a lot of credit because they seem to take the high road on whatever happened with that whole thing.
Yeah, I don't want to be completely phony. I've never heard anything that Brandon Marshall has done because I just don't have the time in the day to listen to his opinion on anything, but I'm sure he's terrible.
So I would just say this, and this has nothing to do with this podcast. When we got Brandon Marshall from the Denver Broncos, a Parcells special, he had some mental health stuff going on, which, you know, I saw him on mental health and he was talking a little bit about it. So we didn't get the best of Brandon Marshall down here during that time. And the team tried everything. They tried. It wasn't from lack of them trying and trying to do their best, whether it was knife fight or anything else. I mean, they tried.
It's not the day for this season.
No, it's not. It's not.
All right, here we go. Duncan channeling his Hulk Hogan and trolling Boston fans.
How good was that? We're just laughing
about
that.
That was pretty wild.
You and I are just having a good laugh about, excuse me, I can't hear you.
You know, that's another one of the great stories of this team is the fact that that guy sat the entire season and has come alive here in the playoffs, man. It's pretty cool. Hey, did you see Blake Griffin's on the Celtics, by the way?
Yeah.
He's
been
like
on there.
Like a cheerleader on the side for the Celtics?
Yeah.
What a bum.
Well, his career, he's about
I mean,
done.
What is he doing?
Well, remember all the injuries he had?
Like, he's there with his weird mustache.
He's getting a
like,
damn check,
the
and, he,
like,
and he tried to get
doing?
A ring. He was going to get the same size ring as everybody else if they would have won. If.
I keep seeing him on the bench, and I'm like, what the hell is he
no,
doing
No, he
there?
Doesn't
like,
even.
How embarrassing.
They don't even give him like, hey, we want to rest somebody, put him in time.
Shouldn't you, like, if you were that good as Blake Griffin was, like, shouldn't you have a little ego or pride or whatever? That, like, you don't want to
no,
turn into
you're
a,
at the, you're at the
an
end of, your
end of
career.
Bench cheerleader?
No.
That's weird, man. Blake Griffin was really good in his prime. Remember, he had all his crazy dunks and everything?
Was injured a lot.
Yeah, he was, but he was still a really good
no,
player.
No, he was a great player. Was he a first overall pick? He was up there.
He was, yeah, he was.
I remember where he was.
First or second. Yeah, he was really good out of Oklahoma, yeah.
Let's do this, though. We'll come back here.
Not a lot of great players are willing to do that, though. Like, I don't know if you put him in the great player category, but he was very good.
What do you mean?
Not a lot of guys are willing to, like, go full-time cheerleader.
Oh, full-time?
I mean, that's all he is.
There's been a lot of guys, if you look back, that at
that
the
good?
End. It's wanting to stay in the game. Hey, listen, man, there are not a lot of jobs that pay late in your career. Minimum of what you're going to make is still pretty damn good. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back in a moment.
I'm not going to say losing three in a row is part of the Heat culture that we like to talk about because we don't play to lose. We don't want to lose. They're an incredible team over there, and it will be for a while. I just think, you know, the guys that Coach Spo and Coach Pat put together, when a guy goes down, the next guy could fill in that gap and do exactly what that guy that went down did and do it at a high level. And then, you know, be humble enough to know that when that guy comes back, you got to take a step back and get back in your role. And nobody ever complains. They always do exactly what you ask of them to do, which is why you want to play with guys like that, which is why they're the reason that we win so many games. I don't call them role players. I call them teammates because your role can change any given day, especially with how many games I've missed and, you know, in and out of lineup, off nights, whatever you call it. But we got some hoopers. We got some real deal basketball players that can score, can defend, can pass, and can win games for us.
Damn, how good was that by Jimmy? We heard Jimmy Butler say a lot. That may be my – I heard that early this morning. What he played, he goes, oh, man. That's one of the best sound bites I've ever heard about team, basically trust, And knowing your role on the team, leave your ego at the doors, my wife always says to me when I walk in, and just fit in, man. It's amazing. He's right. He's right on the money. Make a pass. Trust them. They'll make the shot. By the way, you know what? Isn't it funny? We went through this, some of that stuff. Remember when Jimmy was asked about, he goes, hey, man, if my teammates are open, they got a better shot, I'm going to throw it to them. And I always think of Dwayne and LeBron. They're going, hey, LeBron. And he goes, no. I'm throwing to the open guy. If he's got a good shot, I trust him. Talking about the other guys. It really is kind of a Miami thing, isn't it? Like that. Now, I know you're the best player. You need to take that shot no matter what it ends up looking like. And those guys mostly say, no. If the other guy's wide open, somebody's doubling me, I'm not going to force up a shot because I'm a better player. I'm going to hit the open shooter. Even if he's been released or he wasn't drafted, I'm going to the guys because I trust them if they're playing.
Yeah, that's a double-edged sword, though, because those guys end up getting ripped when
yes.
the other guys miss the shots.
They have.
Well, yeah, LeBron especially.
Hey, listen, Bam's done that, too. Bam, you got that short shot. What are we doing here?
Yeah, he had Derek White on him too many times that game and just was not able to do anything. But it doesn't matter now. It's on to the next one. Next one will be tough, though. They're Miami Heat are 8.5-point underdogs. Not that that has mattered.
It's hard to imagine. I hate to say this because I'm we always say it and it ends up like that Bam needs to do more offensively, right, for this lineup that and these guys that he's getting ready to face. But that may not be the case. It may not be. We thought he's going to have to do more against Boston. He didn't do much. I don't know.
I think Denver's going to score more points, though. You know.
Well, I'm dying to see how
he scored 83 yesterday. Can you believe that?
He had a 15, 18 point quarters. Yes.
83 is insanely
low. They scored 15. First of all, when you score 15 in the first quarter, you're putting a lot of pressure on your team. What'd you have, 40, 41 at half or something? I mean, the numbers were still. It's a lot
a game
of catching
that big,
up to do.
Though, to score 83 is just.
And Woody, the other thing is, hey, guys, stop shooting threes. You can't make them. And they're going, no, we're going to keep firing them up. More than half our shots, we're going to make some. You did. You made some, like 21% worth. 9 of 42. Not good enough. Boy, they're going to live with that three, and they ended up dying with that three-point shot. What do we got coming in, Woody? Why we got a little bit of time?
All right, let's see here. Good morning, gentlemen. Last night, Scott Van Pelt gave South Florida some love about the run our sports teams are on. Canes men and women, FAU, Heat, and Panthers, first-time NBA and NHL team from the same area, are in the finals since Warriors in San Jose.
See, we're a lot more than just somebody coming down for a vacation in a game right now. You're
Scott
right.
Van Pelt does a nice job, by the way. His show's pretty good. Not usually up that late, but he does do a nice job.
Yeah, I hear him a lot on the big golf events.
With how Marcus Smart flops and acts, he's going to have one hell of a second half career-wise in Hollywood after this NBA stint. He's one of the best in the game at that.
What?
Not that that's something to be proud of, but he is.
He hit some big shots in game six.
He disappeared too. The whole team disappeared.
It was pretty much across the board. One guy with an ankle, but the rest of them, there was nobody really on fire in that group. Some ugly numbers. But make no mistake about it. Jaylen Brown is the winner of the I didn't show up for that game. He had 8 turnovers and 8 field goals. That's 1 for 9 on threes. Boy, he ended up, by the way, his three-point shot numbers were terrible throughout this series. Terrible.
Someone asked if you had a celebratory meal, Salisbury steak and applesauce.
No, I'm on real strict. I'm doing well. But tell them thank you for those. But I'm doing real well on the diet right now.
Somebody says they'll buy a new AC if they can get one of those shirts. Thinking of a promotion?
You guys are too much, man. You are too much, yeah. I'll get you a nice big one.
We went from the worst moment in Heat history to potentially Spo's best and most impressive championship. Can you imagine, like, just for a second here, what this would have felt like if the Heat would have gotten blown out, like if the score was flipped? And they lost this thing.
Well, the only good news is it would have been obviously salty down here, but they'd have been stroking the you know what out of the Celtics for their comeback and the better team won and all that stuff, instead of all this stuff that's going to continue. Hey man,
I think what that would have done to first of all, you'd have to talk about Jimmy's legacy, really, right? Because Jimmy is building his legacy these playoffs, and if they would have lost four straight, it would have been devastating for that. Then you got to start having conversations about Bam.
Well, you start with the Jimmy stuff for sure. But, yeah, listen, they'd have been the first team to start 3-0 against somebody and lose in the playoffs. Lose four straight, it's never happened. Yeah, it would be all over it. But we're not.
Man, I got buddies from Orlando, Tampa. They are just miserable about this situation.
Why is that?
Because people don't like Miami.
They love to come down here.
Come on, man. No, people don't like us. They really don't like the Heat, though. Like, people really dislike the Heat, and it started with LeBron.
So they still hate the Heat?
I mean, it really started with LeBron.
I got to tell you, this
Heat upset a lot of people.
So this Heat team's really hard to dislike, considering they have so many what we call underdogs, with all the guys that have been released by other teams or two-way contracts or.
No, the Heat are a likable team.
G League players.
They are, but they're not.
Summer League. Had to play summer league basketball to get going. To get signed somebody to sign
them. Any other name on the front of the jersey, I'd say you're probably right. They're a very likable team, but
LeBron was like LeBron's been on two teams since.
But that culture thing that everyone keeps ramming down
that bothers
people's throats. Like,
that bothers people. Yes, Woody, I agree with you.
We're not for everyone, Joe. Right?
We're not for everyone. But I don't think it's a Riley thing anymore. He's been gone from the Knicks forever. Well, Pat's been down here for a long time.
Their own set of problems, but I think there's a lot of national dislike for the Heat. I think you realize that, right? Watching that terrible show on ESPN.
No, I just think they really are still trying to.
By the way, you see they got the picks up. I don't even know who this idiot is they have on screen here, but everyone's got the Nuggets.
Well, of course.
Which team wins the NBA Finals, Heat or Nuggets? Tim Legler says Nuggets. Alan Hahn, not sure where that is, says Nuggets. Zach Lowe, Nuggets. And Nick Friedell, Nuggets.
So let's just say this.
We might have to talk to Nick this week.
No, so let's just say this, though. But those guys, I listened to them yesterday. And there's all the reasons the Celtics, and they made sense. They weren't supposed to lose by 19 points or 20 points. Anyway, hey, listen, man, that's going to do it. Congratulations to the Heat and the Panthers, man. All I know is we got finals hockey and basketball coming up the next couple of weeks starting this Thursday. Heat apparently already in Denver. Did they leave last night, Woody, or did you tell me they're leaving this morning?
I think they went straight there, Joe.
All right.
Hey, a little time on the slopes, get out there,
yeah.
Enjoy a couple days
off. Go a little
off.
Skiing, and then, and then do that. All right, yeah.
So you have loose legs. You don't get tired legs.
I think they had to stay inside because they're used to the heat, so the cool weather was going to really – somebody will come out on that one. Hey, that's going to do it for our show. Have a great day, everybody.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.